What do you do for people when you go to a house and let's say you find something? What do you do?
Basically, we try to give them some kind of proof, something that they can see or they can hear. That's what we're trying to do. And if we can validate, everybody has a different thing. Some people want a validation. Some people want it banished.
Yeah, you guys want it out. How do you get it out?
There are ways of doing that, but it's kind of complicated. It depends on things like religious beliefs of the people that you're working for.
Like exorcisms?
That's kind of an extreme thing, you know, when we start talking about the demonic.
People's heads start turning around,
yeah,
pea soup.
Pea soup comes and all the rest of that. No, we just, the biggest thing you can do is try to empower people to take their own space back and just make an affirmation that this belongs to me and you don't belong here, your time has passed,
creepy,
we're here now.
Creepy,
now,
creepy.
Now, you have some audio you brought along of actual, these have been recorded, right?
Yep, this is, electronic voice phenomena, basically, real simple. It's voices that show up that weren't there when we recorded it. And I think my son Dave is, he's the one who kind of did this. He's our EVP guy, so he kind of set this up.
You're at a haunted house, let's say in New Bedford or Fall River, and you're rolling tape, and you don't hear this until you get back to the place. Set to your studio or something, and you play
that's
it.
That's exactly right.
And then it picks up on the equipment.
And then we'll listen to this over the hours that we picked up, and something just doesn't belong there.
Let's check it out.
So that
one
voice you can almost hear.
Wow.
That's a big one. So that was you guys both saying, what was that? That was strange?
Yeah. So
that one you heard a...
That one you could hear when you were there.
When you were there.
Yeah, that's more of an anomalous voice. The three of us picked that up in an upstairs of a Newport mansion. And it was myself, Dave Grady, our tech guy.
Can you say which Newport mansion it was?
No.
Okay.
this particular one, sure. We cannot, because it serves a different function for the public now. So I don't think they want to be known as the spooky.
Yeah.
As the spooky.
So what did it sound like? That voice said, "Get out" or something?
It just at that point just sounded like a scream, and we had some audio devices down right below us on the second floor. And nothing showed up on that. So if it was something extraneous, if it was outside the mansion,
you would have heard it on the hall floor.
We would have heard it if somebody was yelling. So we're convinced that was in the room with us. So that was not scary, kind of startling, but fascinating.
So those are things you've heard. Have you ever seen anything weird?
Oh, we've seen plenty that's weird. I mean, Dave has chased down shadows.